The what?
The nuts, different kinds of nuts.
Oh, pecans. And we had hickory nuts and scaly barks. Scaly barks were about that big and flat. And you'd find big trees full of them near river bottoms. We used to go about November and could fill a bushel sack full, and they were delicious. And you could use them in cakes or eat them. But they were what you call scaly barks.
That's a kind of hickory, is it?
It's a hickory nut, except it's bigger and flatter. And it has a thinner covering than the hickory nut.
Oh, so it would be all the more desirable.
Yes, the scaly barks were much more desirable than hickory nuts.
And any kind of walnut?
Just the plain walnuts, you know. Not English walnuts, we didn't have that. What do you call them?
Sometimes I think they're called just black.
Well, that's what we have, black walnuts, yeah.
And they came in a...
They came in a pretty good size hull, and you had to take that hull off before you could find the walnuts. And then they hard to crack, and you stain your hands when you pick the nuts out. But they make such good fudge and things like that.
I see. And did you have any names for peanuts other than
goobers?
Goobers. That term is not so much used anymore, is it?
No. But when I was little, why, it was goobers more than peanuts. But now, of course, it's peanuts.
Occasionally, I see the term goobers, but I think it's a trade name.
It might be.
When they refer to goobers, I think it's the trade name for peanuts rather than.
Uh-huh.
But all of them were called.
Yeah.
Peanuts. And those oval-shaped nuts, I don't imagine they grow here, with light shells.
Now that's the English walnuts, is that what you're talking about?
I think the English walnut's more round. But yeah. These are rather oval.
Oh. Well, they're hard to crack. We call that, you talk about Brazil nuts.
Well, I think these come in a light, almost a yellow.
Almonds. You talking about almonds?
Do they come in a light yellow?
Yeah.
But you never grew any?
No.
The different kinds of fruits, you said you had, always had an orchard.
Yes, we had.
And
she had a cherry tree that could make the best cherry pies, big old, just almost black cherries when they'd get ripe.
Mm. And
we had a quince and cherry and apples and peaches and pears.
Did you have an entire stand of trees?
Yes, we had what we called an orchard, and the grape arbors were just before you got to the orchard, and the berries was around the garden fence. I can just see it now.
Person has a sense of loss, don't they?
Yes,
lovely things to have experienced. What do you call the various hard things that are in different kinds of fruit? Inside a cherry, for example?
It's a seed.